Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the Daf Yomi has reached another small milestone. Today's Daf is Peches. It is the 150th Daf in Shas. We are discussing the sugyas of Kabbalas HaTorah. The next Gemara that we're about to pick up with on Peches Amud Aleph is a famous and beautiful Gemara. Let us begin on the top line on Peches Amud Aleph. In order to understand today's Gemara, we have to remember the machlokis we had yesterday between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. The Gemara records on the bottom of Peivav Amud Beis that Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan argue about when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. Hence, they also disagree. As a product of that, they disagree whether Kabbalas HaTorah took place on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi of the opinion that Rosh Chodesh was on the 1st, and Kabbalas HaTorah was on Shabbos, which was the 7th. Now, everybody agrees Kabbalas HaTorah took place on Shabbos, as the Gemara elaborates on the bottom of Heivov on the base. The Rabbanan only disagree. They say Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday, not on a Sunday. Kabbalas HaTorah was on Shabbos, and therefore was on the 6th of Sivan. Says the Gemara, Tashma, come in here, I will bring you a proof in regards to this machlokis tanoim. Desanya b'seder olam. We learned in the Seder Olam. Seder Olam is a old tradition of the chronology of the world. Nisan Shabbo Yotzu Yisrael Mitzrayim Barba Asar Shachtu Pitzchem B'chamisha Asi Yotzu Va'osa Yom Erev Shabbos Hayah. The tradition according to Seder Olam was at the 15th of Nisan, 50 days before Kabbalas HaTorah, was at Erev Shabbos. U'medireish Yarcha De Nisan Erev Shabbos. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Erev Shabbos. Reish Yarcha De Iyar Chad B'Shabba. That means Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on a Sunday. Therefore, v'sivan betray b'shabba. According to Seder Olam, then Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on the second day of the week, on Monday, and that fits in beautifully with the Rabbanan. Kasha the Rabbi Yossi, and that's a kasha according to Rabbi Yossi. Amlecha Rabbi Yossi, hamani Rabbanhi. Rabbi Yossi will answer that that price is going according to Rabbanan. Previously, on Peizayin of Abayz, we had many rayas on behalf of Rabbi Yossi. Now we have a raya on behalf of the Rabbanan. And just like over when we had rayas for Rabbi Yossi's behalf, the Rabbanan say that price is going according to Rabbi Yossi, so too the Rabbanan will answer, Rabbi Yossi will answer this price is going according to Rabbanan. The Gemara continues by attempting another proof. Tashma Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bishemi, on the second day that they had rested in Sinai, Ola Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, Viyared, and he came down. Rashi tells us that was when he heard the Pasuk V'atem, Tiuli, and he told it to Klal Yisrael that we're going to be a holy nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bishlishi, on the third day, that they rested, Olav Yarat, he went up and he came down. Rashi says that's where he heard the command of Hagbalah, the boundaries of our Sinai. Bidalid, on the fourth day of their Chaniyah, Yorat, he came down. Vishuv lo ala, and he no longer went up. Asks the Gemara, Macha shaloi ala, meichan yorat. If he didn't go up, then how could he have come down? It says that he came down on Tuesday, on the third day. So what's he doing on the fourth day that he came down? It doesn't say he went up. Elo b'revi, you have to say on the fourth day, all of yorat, he went up and came down. Bechamishi, on the fifth day of their resting, bona mizbeach. Then he built a mizbeach v'yekriv lo b'karbon. Bishishi, on the sixth day, which will correspond to the 6th of Sivan, lo hayelo panoi, he didn't have time. Ma'ilam mishum tar, must be because it was the time of Kabbalas HaTorah. We see from here that Kabbalas HaTorah took place the sixth day that they had rested like the Rabbanan, and not on the 7th as Rabbi Yossi had suggested. So the Gemara, lo mishum tarach b'Shabbos. No, it's not that on the sixth day it was the time of Kabbalas HaTorah, but rather they were preparing for Shabbos, and the Kabbalas HaTorah was on the seventh day of their resting, which was Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi. Doresh Ahi Gililoi, there was this fellow from the Galil that was Doresh Aleh de Rav Chisda in front of Rav Chisda, and he said, Baruch Rachmana, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Diyovin Arayin Tlasa, that gave us three parts to the Torah. In other words, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, Lam Tlisa, for a people that has three parts, Koran Levim Yisraim, Alidei Tlisa, through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third out of the stomach
after Aaron and Miriam, Blom Tlisa on the third day, Biarchi Tlasa on the third month. Now this is really strange. At the end of the day, who says that the Torah was given on the third day? We only have the opinions of the sixth and the seventh. Asks the Gemara, Kiman, who is that going according to? Answers the Gemara, Kirabban, going according to Rabbanan. How's it going according to Rabbanan? So Rashi explains in Biyom Tlisai that it's referring to the third day of their Prisha. We had a machlokas earlier on Pei Zayin, whether the Prisha was for 3 days and the Torah was given on the fourth day, or the Prisha was for 2 days and the Torah was given on the third day. According to the Rabbanim, the Torah was given on the third day, as we saw earlier in the Sugya. And this Bryce says, going according to this opinion of the Rabbanim. The Gemara continues at the two dots with a very famous Gemara. Vayisyatzvu b'tachtis ha'har. Klal Yisrael stood at the bottom of the mountain. But it's funny, the expression B'tachtis ha'har almost seems to indicate that they were under the mountain. Hence, Amar Rabbi Yevdimi Bar Choma Bar Chosam Melamed Shekof HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemes Ahar Kigigis. Kadosh Baruch Hu bent the mountain on top of them as if it was a roof. In other words, there was the ground and the mountain that was hovering above them. V'Amar Lehem, and he said to Klai Yisrael, Eim Atem Mekal Mater Mutav. If you accept the Torah, fantastic. Vim lav shom teik furaschem, there will be your buried place. In other words, Klal Yisrael was forced on some level. Amar Avacha bar Yaakov mikam odo rabo lo raisa. This is, Rashi understands that this means that this is a big excuse. Modo rabo, that if we're taken to din, we could say that we were forced to accept the Torah. Amar Rava afal pikein, Hoder kibluah b'mei Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael accepted it again during the days of Achashverosh. Dechsiv kimu v'kibluah ha'idim, kimu mashikiblu kvar. They fulfilled that which they had already accepted. Many explain that the difference between Kabbalah Satorah and the Nes of Purim is that when it came to the Nes of Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael could have looked away. In other words, Klal Yisrael could have said, it was just politics as usual, and we got the right person in the right place at the right time. We had a Jewish queen in the right place at the right time. But no, they found HaKadosh Baruch Hu despite the political machinations. Similarly, to someone who finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a time of Hester Panim, which is the antithesis of what happened during Kabbalah Satorah. Some understand that it wasn't only literally that the mountain was over us, but we were forced. We were, our backs were to the wall. Our backs were to the Dead Sea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put us in a place where we needed him, and it was a place of no return. We had to accept. We were entirely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his miracles. So, Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar. Now, when times were not as dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least from the perspective of the Nigla, it wasn't obvious. Nevertheless, Klal Yisrael found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar. Amar Chizkia, Mai Dechsiv Mishamayim Mishmasa Din Eretz Yerovish Ushketa, Im Yireya Loma Shketa, Vim Shketa Loma Yireya. If the land is afraid, then why the emphasis silence? And if it's silent, why the emphasis of fear? What's the relationship between the two? Ela b'tchila yira ulabsof shakta. Rather, what it means is first the land was fearful and then silent. V'lama yira, why was it fearful? K'dere shlakish, namer shlakish, ma'idach siv ha'yir v'ayker yoyim ha'shishi, he'yaseir ulamali. Why did it say the sixth day? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with creation, with his creations. V'amalem, im Yisrael mekabel ma'teira, atem mekaimim. If Klal Yisrael is mekabel ma'teira, then you'll continue miskaimim, you'll continue to exist. V'im lavani machzer esnam atol v'vo. The pasuk says, v'aretz ha'isa sayu v'voyu, you will go back to sayu v'voyu. So hence, it says, Yura, it was afraid, the land was afraid, what's going to happen to it? Meshakta did not go to Sayu Vavayu, but rather it was in a state of a happy silence, a happy medium, as nature
or more precisely, the cycle of life and the cycle of the world continues. Darish Rabbi Simai, B'shashik Dibu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, when Klal Yisrael said the words Nasa before Nishma, Bo Shishim Ribo Shemalche Hashari, 600,000 Malachim came, L'Kol Echad Yisrael, to all, each one of Klal Yisrael, saw you at Sinai, Kashu Lo Shnei Ksarim, and tied two crowns to their head. Echad Kenegan Nasa, one that corresponded to Nasa, Echad Kenegan Nishma, and one that corresponded to Nishma. V'kimin Shechotu Yisrael, and when Klal Yisrael sinned at the golden calf, Yardu Me'av Esrim Ribu Malachei Chavala, then 120 Ribo, which means 1.2 million of damaging angels came down, Upirkum, and they took them away. Notice that when there were good angels, they were able to carry both crowns. When there were bad angels, they came down, each one separately, took one crown. That's what the pasuk means, that their glory was taken away at Har Choriv, at Har Sinai. Amar Bechama Bar Chanina, Bechoriv Tanu, Bechoriv Pirku. At Har Choriv, they were loaded with, according to the above Gemara, with their crowns, and unfortunately also was taken away. But Moshe Rabbeinu took all of those crowns. Because the pasuk then says that Moshe Rabbeinu took his oil and put it outside. Rashi gives two explanations to what the Gemara is saying. Either we should read it, Moshe yikach, Moshe took those crowns, and though that shine, or, and then it says, Esa Oel, that he also took the Oel outside, or, Moshe Yikach Esa Oel, the Oel is Lashon Behilo Ne Roshi. And that is, Behilo is like, well, in modern English, a halo. That the Hilo is the halo that Moshe Rabbeinu took the Oel, means the halo that was on top of Klal Yisrael, in other words, the crowns. Amar Reish Lakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Lanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return those crowns that we lost and were taken away from us. Shenemar uftu yei Hashem yishuvun uva b'tzion birina simchas oilem al roisham. And those who are redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return to Tzion in joy, and Simcha Solim, Simcha of the world, will be on their head. Simcha Shemei Olam Al Rosham. The Simcha that was already supposed to be destined forever on their head, Shemei Olam, is already from the past, will be on their head. It will be returned. Amar Rabbi Elazar, B'shoshik Dimiso Nasa Nishma, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa before Nishma, Yotza Baskel V'Amalehen. Baskel went out and said, Mi Gila L'Bnei Raz, Libni Raz Zeh. Who revealed to my children this secret? Shemalachei Asharis Mishtam Shimbo. That the Malachei Asharis use the idea of Nasa V'Nimsha, Nishma. How do we know the Malachim have this nature? The Chsiv Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's angels. Giborei Koach, they're strong. Osa Devaro, they do his will. L'shmaya b'kol dvar, and listen to his will. So notice, Bereisha, in the first part with regards to angels, they're Nasa first. Ose, v'hadar l'shmoa, it's the midah of Malachim. Of course, in Chassidus and Kabbalah, this is a very important idea. The idea that the Malach does Ratzon Hashem, even without understanding it. He has a mission, and the midah of Klal Yisrael is not to simply understand the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply because we are Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we spend a lot of time learning Shas in order to understand the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Mai Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk mean in Shir Hashim, Kitapuach Ba'atzei Hayar, that Klal Yisrael is like an apple tree in the forest? Lomnim Shir Yisrael Tapuach Lamucha, Ma Tapuach Zeh, Piryo kodem la'olav, just like when it comes to the apple tree. The fruit appears before its leaves. Av Yisrael dimu nasa nishma. So too Klal Yisrael had nasa go before nishma. From Rashi it seems that the parallel is as follows. That just like it's abnormal for a person to say nasa v'nishma, so too the tapuach is not normal that it has its leaves before the fruit.
Says the Gemara, there was a tzeduki that saw a Rava that was learning hard, v'yosva atzpiyosa didei, to say, kera, v'kamayitzbu, v'kamavan etzpiyosa dame, that he saw that Rava was learning so hard, and he was sitting on his fingers or under his legs, and he didn't notice that his hands were crushing his fingers to a point that there was blood that was coming out. Amalei, so Tzeduki said to him, Ama Pizaza, you are a quick and mixed up people. Dikadmaisu pumaychu ladunaychu, that you allowed your mouths to go before your ears. You said Nase before Nishma. Akati pipruzaychu kamaisi. And you're still the same way. You're still so quick. The Beis Halevi in his drushes, at the end of his Shailos HaTshuvos, Chelek Beis, Drush Yud Zayin, explains beautifully this Gemara. The Tzeduki equates Nasa V'Nishma to this idea of Rava entirely involved, his whole being involved, that he doesn't even notice that he's hurting his body while he's learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The connection between the two is the idea that Nasa V'Nishma means that Klal Yisrael is first being Meshabit, it's Guf, and then it's Maisim. In fact, the Beis Halevi points out, it's a little bit difficult. How could someone be Mechayev themselves to all the mitzvahs if they don't even know what it is? Al Pi Halacha, you can't be Mechayev yourself to a Dover She'eino Katzuv. However, Klal Yisrael was being Mechayev their Guf. And then, memela, all the mitzvahs, like in Evet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yisem Liskula, Mikol Ha'amim. Hence, that's exactly what the Tzeduki was critical of. And that will follow beautifully, let's continue on in the Gemara. So he says, Bereisha, Ibay Luchul Mishmaya, the Tzeduki argues, in the beginning you should have asked, Imitzisa Kablosa, V'lo, Lo Kablisa, to see if you're able to fulfill it, and if you're interested, and then you would be mekabel. If not, not. Amalei, what did Rava say back to him? Ana, we disaginen bishle Musa. We went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the entire way. Ksiv, it says, the pasuk says, Ben Thomas Yisharim Tamchem, that it says about Bon, here means us, that we went in it with a pure heart. But there are other people that go in with complaints, with looking for excuses, and the pasuk says, that their crookedness will ultimately cause them to be punished. In other words, our purity of putting ourselves the sagigon bishlei Musa, that we put our entire being in it without critically thinking before and whether we wanted to do the actions, that was the nase, as per the explanation we gave from the Beis Halevi. The Gemara now continues by expounding on other pasuks in Shira Psukim in Shira Shirim about Kabbalah Satira. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Bianis and Mai Dichsiv, what does the pasuk in Shira Shirim mean? When it says, Libav Tini Achoy Si Chalo, Libav Tani Ba'achas Me'inayich, Ba'achad Anok Mitzavor Nayich. Libav Tani means to come close, but why does it say it twice? So Chazal Darshin, B'tchila, when you accepted the Torah, Ba'achas Me'inayich, then there was one beautiful thing that you did. However, L'kshtasi, when you do it, B'shtei Nayich, that's even more special. Omar Ola Aluva Chutzpah of Klal Yisraeloi Kala Mizana Betochu Pasa, like a Kala who was Mizana after she got right when she got married, when we did the Avedizara of the Egel Hazov. Omar Mari Brei Debash Shmuel, Ramari the son of the daughter of Shmuel, said, Maikra, what does the Pasuk mean? Acha Melech B'Mesibo Nirdi Nasan Yirecho. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, when the Melech is surrounding his chuppah, already the special reyach of Klal Yisrael began to fall away. Amarav
Rav says, "Va'adayin chay bosan hi gambon." Nevertheless, Klal Yisrael still retains its chiba. D'chsiv nasan reicha v'lo kasev isriach. It doesn't say that it became absolutely disgusting, but rather it was removed because of the avera we had done. The Gemara now quotes another memra, which is extremely important. Tan Rabban aluvin ve'enon olavin. Those people who are insulted and don't insult others. Shaymin cherfasan ve'en moshivin. Osin me'ava usmechem yisurin. Alein akos v'aymer v'ayavav kitzeis ha'shemesh b'gvurasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward them with the warmth of the Shemesh to be able to accept the embarrassment of others, the rips of others, and not respond. That's a very high madrig. Amar b'yocha ma'idichsiv. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim? It says, Hashem yitain oimer ha'mevasois tzava rav, which means that the melech, Tzvakos, made a large declaration. Kol dibur v'diyu shiatzim pe'agura nechleku l'shivim shanas. Every word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Matan Torah was divided into 70 languages. Tandvei Rav Shmuel, gepatish yifutzatz sela. The pasuk beautifully describes in Yirmiyahu that the Torah is like a hammer that breaks apart into a rock. Ma patish zeh nechlek l'kamen tzaitzis. Just like when a hammer bangs against something, there are sparks that come out that go in many different directions. Av kol dibur v'dibur shiatzim pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, every word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nechlak l'shivim l'shonos is divided into 70 different languages. In other words, has many, many different parts and understandings to it. The Gemara continues another important memra. Many important sayings in today's daf. Amar Avchanan bar Papa, Ma'idichsiv shimu ki nigidim adaber. The pasuk describes in Mishlei that Kodesh Baruch Hu says that he will speak like a melech, and he will say divrei negidim. Lo melechot, to tell you, the word negid is from the word nagid, like a prince. Ma nagid ze yesh bo. Lo hamis l'hayachios, just like a powerful prince has the ability to put to death and to make live. Af divrei ter yesh bem lo hamis l'hayachios. Could create life for a person, or chas v'chalil death. Some people forget that someone who distorts Torah is in a dangerous waters. This is as the Yamshul Shlomo writes in the fourth parak of Bava Kama, that chas v'chalila, someone could be punished by death for ziyuf haTorah. Haynu d'amar ravel ma'aminim ba, summon the chaya. For those who are the right, and that means that they put all their right inside of it, their right side, they put all their effort, then it's a medicine of life. L'masmilim ba, summon the mosa. But if for those who use the left, so then it's death. Every word that Kodesh Baruch Hu said had two crowns that were attached to it that they saw. They saw the sounds. The Gemara continues to elaborate with different teachings from Yeshua ben Levi on Kabbalah's HaTorah. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Even though things are mates are difficult and painful. Lidod, we love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bein Shaddai Yolin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately said, make a place for me to dwell. And after the pasuk goes on and says, Eshkol HaKoyfer Doidi Li B'charmei Ein Gedi, Mi Shakol Shaloi Mechaper Li Alavoin Gedi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as everything, can give us the kapara of the avera, of the gedi. Here the gedi refers to egel, shekaramti lo, that I gathered in my desire to find a god. Ask Gemara, how do we know that means to gather together, the word karmi? My mashadai karmi lishna michneshu. How do we know that it means the lashon of gathering together? Amar zutra b'rei Rav Nachman, kidistan, the Mishnah says, kisei shel kove shekarmi lovas hakin. Now, lachas of Tumas Moshev, we refer to the seat of a launderer, that he gathers up the kelim there, that means the begadim. The launderer gathering up to the begadim. Another teacher, Rav Yeshua b'Levi, in regards to a Kabbalah Sotav. Rav Yeshua b'Levi, minus the Pasuk Shir HaShirim Perakei, L'choyav Karugas HaBoisim, her cheeks are like the rose of the bosom. Kol dibra v'dibra doesn't mean literally the cheeks, but it means the words. Shiyatzabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu nesmal kolam kulay b'samim. Filled the entire world with this beautiful smell of b'samim. Kivishem dibra rishon nesmale dibra shein l'hochan halach. Where, if it was filled up already with the beautiful smell from the first, where did the beautiful smell from the second go? Haitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu haruach me'atzrosa v'yamav rishon rishon. He would take out the original smell and move it into his otzer. What's that? That would be Gan Eden. Shnemar as opposed to Sasav Shoshan Noitvois Mar Over Atikri Shoshanim Elo She Shoinim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed every dibur the smell. Varim Shulman Levi, another teacher from Shulman Levi, called dibur dibur Shiatsmi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatsa Nishmasan Shal Yisrael. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something, the Neshama Klal Yisrael escaped. It was a tremendous pachad. Shnemar Nafshi Yatsa V'Divra, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, my nefesh went out when he spoke. I don't understand. If Klal Yisrael's neshama went out already from the first dibur shein hechan kiblu, so where they have for the second one to go out? Answers the Gemara. The tal that in the future is destined to cause people to live came down and made them live. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Geshem Nedavas Tanif Elokim Nachlas Chavin Elah Aita Chananta. Through the tal you cause them to live. That's referring to Kabbalas HaTorah. Farm Yeshua ben Levi, Reb Shua ben Levi taught, Kol Dibur Dibur Shiyatza Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chaz Yisrael Achareim Yud Beis Mil. Kol Yisrael ran away out of fear 12 miles away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yimalach HaYasharis Modedin Osan. And the Malach HaYasharis were better Midadin Osan, would be Me'odei them, would encourage them to come back. Shneamar Malach HaYitzvakos Yidoidun Atik Yidoidun El Yidadun. Rather, it means that they would be ma'oded, they would encourage Klal Yisrael to come back. Farm Rishua ben Levi, and Rishua ben Levi also taught, B'shah, She'ala Meisha Lamarim, Amru, Malachi HaShos V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mebaina Shalaylam, what a famous and beautiful Gemara. Mali Yulud Isha Beinenu, what's this mortal doing amongst us? Amalei L'Kabal Teirah Ba, he's coming to Mekabal Teirah, Amru L'Fanav. They said in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, Chamuda, this dear thing, Gnuza, it's been hidden. She Gnuza lechot sham eilz v'shim l'arba doiris. Koyim shnivra oilam. It was hidden for many, many generations before the creation of the world. That's a big discussion. This idea of this man before the creation of the world. Rashi elaborates it in Dir Maschul Tuf Tuf Kuf Ayin Dalet. Ata mevakesh lidna lebasar dam. You want to give it to a human being? Moya noish kisis kerenu vena adam kisis kerenu. She even noticed this. Hashem Adonainu ma'adir shimcha ba'aretz asher tunah haitcha al Hashemayim. Your hold, your beauty belongs in the heavens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels argued. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, Hitzel and Tshuva said, Moshe, what are you going to say back to them? Moshe stood up to that task and responded to the Malachim. Omar lefonov, Rebbein Shalom Yisrael, and Yishem Yisrafuni, Be'elosh HaBafiyim. I'm afraid that they're going to burn me with the fire in their mouths. Omar lechoz b'kisei kvoidi. Hold on to the kisei kvoidi. Chazel and Tshuva, give me the answer. Shenemar, how do we know this is what took place? Because the Pasuk in Yom says, Perech Avov, Me'achez pona p'nechisei parashez olov anono. In Chazal, understand that means Moshe Rabbeinu holding on to the kisei akavloid to be ochez. V'amar Rabbi Nachum lamed shepir shakai miziv shchinasa v'anono yolov. And Kosh Baruch Hu protected him. Amar lefonov. And Moshe Rabbeinu then gathered up the courage. Rabbi Shalom. Torah shata noisli maksi. He said, what does it say in the Torah? Kosh Baruch Hu said the first Aser Sadibur, Sanech Hashem Akecha Asher Tzisi Chamir Tzitzayim. Amalem Mitzrayim, you ratted him? He said to the angels, did you go down to Mitzrayim? The Pharaoh Ishtabatim, did you become servants to Pharaoh? Torah Lama Tehelachem. Why should Torah be Shaykh to you? Torah Shaykh to us. Shuv Maksib. And he asked him, what else is written in there? Lo Yelecho Elohim Achirim, Elohim Achirim, Bein Amim. Lo Elohim Achirim. Period. Bein amim atim shruim? Are you living amongst the nations? Sheldon avodah zarah? You have a yetzahara for avodah zarah? Shumaksi, but what else does it say into it? In it, Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zcharis yom ha-shavuz kachet, kulam atim oisim melacha, shatim suchim shvuz? Do you guys do melacha and need to rest? Shumaksivba, lesisa, masu matan yesh b'nechem? Do you have business? They have to worry about swearing falsely. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that it's all about us being mekadesh this world. Shumaksivba, kaved esvich ha-simecha, vim yesh lachem, Aveim Yeshachem, do you have father and mother? Shumaksiv leSirzach leSinav leSignav Kini Yesh Benechem. You have jealousy amongst them. Yitzhar Yesh Benechem. For Avodah Zarah, Miad Hoydiloi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Immediately, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was moda. He conceded that Moshe was right. Shnema Hashem Adoneinu Moadir Shimcha B'Chol Haaretz. And then it says, V'ilu Tno Hoytcha Al Hashemayim LeKsiv. It doesn't say Tno Hoytcha Al Hashemayim. In that Mizmor in Tehillim, it does not repeat Tno Hoytcha Al Hashemayim. But rather, Hashem Adoneinu Moadir Shimcha B'chol Haaretz, that the Torah is there to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to sanctify us in this world. Miyad Kol Echad V'Echad, immediately the Malachim backed down, Naslo Ov, they became friends with Moshe, Umosad Loi Dover, and they gave him something, Shnemar Alisa Marim Shivisi Shav L'Kachta Matanos Ba'adam, Bishar Ukaruch Adam L'Kachta Matanos. That Moshe Rabbeinu came away with Matanos. From Rashi, it sounds like that the Malachim actually taught Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'af Malach HaMavis Masal Dover. Even the Malach HaMavis, the Gemara continues, gave him something. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, Va'yitir Esektoris Va'yichaper Elo'am Va'omer Va'yamim Ben Amesim Ma'im Echaim Va'tiratzim Ha'gefa. That the Malach HaMavis gave him the trick, not really the trick, that's not the right word, but the koach of the Ktoris, he taught him how the Ktoris could protect against the Magefa. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew to take the Ktoris. If he had not told it to him, Miyavayada, how would Moshe Rabbeinu have known to use the Ktoris to prevent the Magefa that happened in the Midbar, that he was able to stand Bein HaMesim, Bein HaChaim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Peches and into Peites. I think we've set a record going furthest ever into the next staff. We Be'ezer Hashem conclude the fascinating important Gemara on Peches about Kabbalah's HaTorah in Masechet Shabbos. And Be'ezer Hashem, we now go on to the Halacha section.